You, God, come here. I am feeling bored today, and I want to have a little fun. And you are going to be my plaything. You better. Or I will have you executed for disobeying orders from your princess. Now, take off your armor and your shirt. I want to see your body. You must have lost your manner somewhere. You do not know how to thank your princess. Very good. Now, let me see you. You are very muscular. Very impressive. Turn around for me and show me all these muscles of yours. Now, take off all your clothing like a good boy. Look at that body. Your training must put you through hell to achieve that perfect physique. That's brilliant. My guards better be strong enough to protect me well. Ah, I forgot you guards have to wear chastity cages 24/7. That was my idea. Apologies for that. I think men are much, much more attentive to my whims and desires when you are kept perpetually horny like that. Horny men follow orders so much better, especially for a royalty as desirable as I am. You men are so adorable, standing there all day, vigilant, just staring at her, constantly waiting so desperately to serve me. I love seeing your faces light up whenever I beckon for one of you, so utterly eager to obey my orders. So cute! It's fantastic having a collection of perfectly trained horny men forever at my beck and call, to play with however I want. I know sometimes I can be quite severe, like that time I had that poor idiot executed for looking at my bosom. I was irritated that day, and he was quite horrendous. Yes, yes, it's cruel to make men duel with each other to death, but there is such a titillating satisfaction watching two men kill each other for my own amusement. It never ceases to amaze me how barbaric you boys can get after a few years of chastity. So willing to turn on each other just for the chance to impress me. Well, you should realize it's not impressive at all. But it is funny. For me, at least. But I am totally not heartless. I usually give the winners a nice reward. Like a kiss on the cheek. That is, if they're not too bloody after the duel. However, do not be afraid, little man. I do not think you will be dying anytime soon. I just want to relax tonight. You do look familiar, however. Oh, I remember you. You gave me that wonderful foot massage yesterday. My, my. You are a lucky boy. I am rather particular about which guards I let touch me. Only the good-looking ones. I remember you were practically drooling the entire time too, staring at my feet during the whole massage, as though you were bewitched. Your manhood must have been throbbing and aching, as it is now, I reckon you want to touch yourself right now. But I did not order you to do so. So do not dare touch that cock without my permission. And we have to get you out of that cage first. I want to see what you have been hiding under all your armor this entire time. I have the master key here somewhere. Let me find it. I must have lost it. I specifically told the servants not to touch any of my things. That new maid must have thrown it out and thought it was worthless. I believe you might have to be stuck in that cage for a long, long time. If you could only look at your face. You want to be free so bad, do you not? Well, you have to earn it. Your face is just priceless. You are like a confused little puppy. Ready to earn your freedom? Let us see you put those muscles to use. Get on the ground and do some push-ups for me. Impress me. I'm bored. Stop. Get on your hands and knees. If you want it desperately, how about you rub yourself on the floor? Pathetic god. Let me see you smear that denied cock all over the ground for me. Feels good, does it not? More push-ups. I want to see your little ass move up and down for me. And every time you come down, I want you to press your cock against the ground. Get up on your knees now. Let me ask you. Do you think you have earned it? Hit yourself in the face if you think you have earned it. Again. Harder. One more. Prove it. You are wrong. You have not earned it yet. Now lay down flat on your back. Pinch your nipples. Pinch harder until you squirm for me. Oh, pitiful man. How about you say thank you, princess? One more. Say thank you, princess, for letting me pinch my nipples. Let go now. Back on your knees. I'm now tired of this. Stand up. All right. The key is actually just here. You like that sound? Sound of freedom. However, you are forgetting something again, you dim-witted man. What do you say to your princess? You are most welcome. All right, let me unlock you now then. Come here. What do you say again? Now, do not move until I say so. I want to inspect you first. Move your hips gently. I want to see it dance a little. Now, I want you to give it a few strokes. I want to see how hard it can get. Not too fast. Just keep stroking it. Slowly. Slowly, God. Slowly. I want you to stay hard and full of cum. I initially thought about touching you myself, but I do not want to make my hands filthy, unfortunately for you. Now, let go of that cock before you explode. Is that as big as it gets? It does not look bad, I suppose. You're trying hard to stay attentive, huh? You are shaking, God. This must be the most attention your cock has gotten in your entire life. Would you like to fuck me? You probably have no idea how to use that thing. Pathetic. You would probably come all over the place the instant any part of my body came into contact with that cock. Worthless virgin. You will never get to fuck me. I do not care how big those muscles are. You are nothing but a subservient man. You are beneath me. I only let real men fuck me. However, you have been a fun little toy. But only when I have nothing to do. And right now, I'm ready for bed. Pick me up and carry me to my room. What are you waiting for? Good boy. Now, gently put me in my bed. Gently. So relaxing. Take off my slippers and give me another one of your foot massages as I fall asleep. That feels majestic. You are trying so hard to compose yourself. Despite your neglected, desperate little cock craving for any kind of contact from me whatsoever, you must have thought you would get something from me after I let you out of the cage. I am such a bitch denying you like this. And yet, you have been such a good servant this whole time. Look at you, focusing so intently on my soft, perfect feet. You do like touching it, do you not? What do you say again? Very well. You poor little guard dog. I told you I could be cruel. Now, stop massaging my feet. I'm done with you. Stand there and keep staring at my feet until I wake up. And when I wake up, I will have you tend my hair. Good night, denied guard, and to your denied cock.